all good. Amen. I'm going to be hanging around 2 Kings 4 if you want to turn there. And I'll be honest, it's one of those nights, Pastor Tim, that I was just bouncing around a few different thoughts, just waiting on God. But I believe this is where the Lord would have me to settle. You Bible readers well know this account here in 2 Kings chapter 4. I've been in the New Testament all week. Tonight I'm going to finally make my way to the Old Testament. Sunday morning I preached a thought, if you can, if you will, and if I may. How many is glad tonight he can, he will, and you may? Amen. And that was Sunday morning. And Sunday night I preached a thought about cast them down, about bringing our needs, bringing our cares, bringing our loved ones, and casting them down at the feet of Jesus so that he can do what only he can do. Amen. And Monday, I'm trying to gather my thoughts what I preached Monday. Help me somebody. But Monday I preached, Tuesday I preached, and here we are tonight. Amen. And so we're looking for the Lord to do it again. Glad last night for that young man come. I preached on 2 trees. Listen, I'm glad you don't have to live in regret tonight, because there is redemption tonight. I'm glad there's redemption in Jesus. Amen. Well, 2 Kings 4, if you're there, say amen. If you can and will, stand with me for the reading and reverence of God's word. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, we're going to read the first 7 verses. And you pray hard. You Bible readers know this account very well. We've heard it preached. We've read it. We've taught on it. We've preached about it. But I believe, listen, you can preach something 100 times, hear it read 100 times, read it 100 times, but go back and find something new. Amen. You know why that is? Because that's the word of God. Amen. 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 Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. That he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, Lord, I don't know the hearts. I don't know the minds. Lord, only you do. But God, you know the need of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this place. Lord, I understand my weakness. Lord, I understand my own inability. But I'm thankful, Lord, you choose that which is weak and base and despised and foolish, and you use it for your glory, that, Lord, we should glory in you. And so tonight I ask you to take me up as an instrument in your hand. Use me for your glory. God, help somebody tonight as only you can. Oh, revive your people. Restore the wayward. Save the lost. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you the glory for all the good that takes place. I'm well aware Jesus said, without me, you could do nothing. But I rejoice tonight, Lord, that you're my helper. So, oh God, have your way, and we'll give you glory, we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. If the Lord will help me for just a few moments of time, I want to preach on this thought tonight. Look at what the Lord can do. Amen. Look at what the Lord can do. I appreciated my brother's testimony, bragging on God. And hey, listen, looking at what he can do, not the doctors, not him, not the medicine, but look what the Lord can do. Amen. And I guarantee we could go from pew to pew, person to person, and we all, listen, that have been saved by God's good grace and washed in the blood of Jesus can tell of our experiences, our testimonies of what the Lord has done for us. And all tonight, one more time, we're going to look into the precious word of God that's forever settled in heaven. And one more time, Brother Cody, Preacher Cody, look at what the Lord can do. Brother TJ, I'm glad he's able tonight, ain't you? Look, Pastor Tim, at what the Lord can do. I got three things. Won't be long tonight in your hearing, but just want to give you what God gave me. And if you're taking notes tonight, I want you to write this down. First of all, I want you to see the miserable finality. I want you to see the miserable finality. Oh, in other words, I want you to notice tonight this woman and her condition. Listen to me. She was hopeless. Have you ever been there? Am I preaching? Anybody ever been there? Listen, this woman was in despair at her condition, at the situation she was facing. As we look in verses 1 and 2, we become familiar with her situation. Oh, listen, her husband is dead. Her husband is dead and has left her with two sons to care for. And not only is her husband dead, but now the creditor is knocking on her door, Brother Bear. Hey, man, the creditor is knocking on her door and wants to take her two sons to be bondmen, to pay the debt that they owe. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, friend, she's looking at the miserable finality. Oh, listen, her husband had been one of the sons of the prophets. You know good and well that the husband had been the priest of their home, that no doubt he had led them spiritually, and no doubt he had prayed for them and went to God on their behalf, but now he's gone. He's dead, and now it's left up to her. And so she goes to the man of God, amen, that through him she may get some help from the Lord. Oh, how many know it's a personal thing tonight? How many know it's a personal thing tonight? I don't know your heart, don't know your life, don't know your situation, but this is between you and the Lord. It's a personal thing tonight, and I'm glad that there's help for me, and I'm glad there's help for you tonight. Oh, I'm glad he's a personal Savior, aren't you? I said I'm glad he's a personal Savior tonight, aren't you? Oh, listen, the man of God is made aware of her situation, and Elisha says to her, what do you have in your house? Listen, what shall I do for thee? What do you have in your house? Well, I'm just going to say apparently things weren't going too well at the widow's house, friend. Listen, she says to him, she said, I have not anything in the house. There's not anything in the house. Oh, listen, I'm talking about her husband's dead. The creditor's knocking on the door, going to take her two sons and make them bondmen. Listen, she's left with nothing in the house save, except, if you will, a pot of oil. That's all I've got in the house is just a pot of oil. Now, listen, I want you to understand this word pot tonight. This word pot, when we think about a pot of oil, we think about a huge pot of oil and think, well, you know, they something. But listen, if you was to look at this word pot in the Hebrew, it is the word alsuk. It is the word alsuk. And listen, that word could mean pot, but you know what else it means? It means an oil flask. An oil flask. In the Hebrew, you look up this word alsuk, it comes down to this, that it's an oil flask. It's not a big pot. It's not a gallon-sized pot full of oil, big cooker of oil. But you know what a flask is. A flask is a container, listen, for storing a small amount of liquid that
needs to be carried in one's pocket. All she had was this alsuk, this little pot of oil, this little flask of oil. And listen, this word alsuk comes from the word suk. This word suk means to smear over with oil or to anoint. These that came forward tonight, we anointed them, we suk them according to the Hebrew. Hebrew, listen, that just to mean smudge a little oil, to anoint somebody with oil. So this woman had a little flask of oil that you could carry in your pocket. And do you know what that little flask of oil was used for? That little flask of oil was used to anoint somebody. Oftentimes they would anoint somebody for a specific work or a special work that God called upon their life. But they would also use that little flask, that little alsuk, they would use that little flask of oil to anoint a dead body. They would use this little flask of oil to anoint a dead body for burial. And so when the man of God asked her, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "Man, I don't have anything. I don't have anything in the house, save a little pot of oil, this little alsuk, this little flask of oil that was used to anoint, used to anoint a dead body for burial." Someone said, "Preacher, what are you trying to say?" I'm trying to tell you tonight that this woman, she had enough to die on, but she didn't have enough to live on. She had enough to die on, but she didn't have enough to live on. And I just wonder if I'm preaching to anybody tonight that has ever felt like this woman, that all you can see is the miserable finality. When you look at your situation, you look at your circumstance, and you look at what you have, and it sure ain't much. Brother, all you can see is the trouble. All you can see is the despair. All you can see is the hopelessness. All you can see is the miserable finality. As you look at this need, you just have come to the conclusion there's no way out, there's no way through, there's nothing that can be done. And there may be somebody here tonight that is in that situation tonight, that all you can see is the miserable finality of it all tonight. Oh, but I'm glad the story don't end there. I'm glad the story doesn't end there. Because I see the miserable finality. By the way, honey, the sun might be shining and the birds singing at your house tonight, but tomorrow may be another story. And this message you're listening to tonight, it may not do much for you tonight, but listen, you go ahead and put it, you go ahead and put it in storage. You may need to pull it out tomorrow and say, oh yeah, the preacher preached on that. Oh yeah, you're looking at the miserable finality, the hopeless despair. You're looking at, listen, this little flask of oil, listen, used to anoint a dead body for burial. She had enough to die on, but didn't have enough to live on. Brother, she was in trouble. Husband dead, creditor not. Knocking on the door. Man of God said, "What do you got?" "Got nothing save this little pot of oil." Oh, she saw the miserable finality. But number two, here's where business picks up. Because even though we see the miserable finality, and there may be somebody here tonight that's got a need. There may be somebody here tonight, you need God to do something. Amen. You need that touch that brother talked about. You need to hear from heaven tonight. You got a prayer that needs an answer. You need God to turn that thing around. You need him to provide, to make a way where there is no way. Oh, listen, number two, I see the moving thing. I see the moving faith. Oh, listen. I love what Elisha tells her in verse 3. You there, say amen. Then he said, "Go. Go." Oh, he said, "Borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few." Oh, listen, I love that little two-letter word that he said to her. He said, "Go, go." Oh, can I tell somebody here tonight, it's preaching time. Can I tell somebody tonight, listen, she could have stayed put. She could have stayed where she was. She could have stayed in her situation. She could have, listen, she could have watched her sons be carried off to be bondmen. She could have stayed in that house, and she could have died in hopeless despair. But notice what the man of God said to her in verse 3. He said, "Go, go, go." This word go in the Hebrew is the word yalak. It means to walk. It means to pursue. It means to prosper. Woo! Hey, can I tell somebody tonight? Can I just tell somebody tonight that may be in a place that all you can see is the miserable finality? Can I tell somebody tonight that may be in a place of hopeless despair? Can I tell somebody tonight that may be in a place that you need God's touch? Oh, can I just tell you, friend, listen tonight, it's time for you to, by faith, get up and go. Get up and go. Oh, listen, she could not stay where she was and get her help tonight. Do you believe that? She could not have stayed where she was to get her help. She had to go. She had to move by faith. And can I just tell you tonight, honey, she could not provide the oil, but she could go by faith and do what was required of her. Oh, listen to me. There's a lot of needs you and I have that within ourselves we cannot do. We cannot provide. We cannot muster up the means. But praise God, we can do our part. We can do what God has asked us to do. And when we move by faith and just do what he said do, then honey, I guarantee he'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. He said, get up and go. I told you she could have just stayed where she was. Well, you know, my husband's dead. The creditor's knocking on the door. Got nothing but this little flask of oil. She could have stayed put, stayed right there. But I guarantee if she would have stayed where she was, she wasn't going to get her help. If she would have stayed where she was, her prayer wasn't going to get answered. She could have stayed where she was, but she wasn't going to get her miracle. She could have stayed where she was, but her need would not have been provided for. But the man of God said, you can't stay where you are. You've got to get up and go. By faith, you got to get up and go. By faith, you got to get up and go. Can I tell somebody, you can't stay where you are and get your help. You can't stay where you are and get your miracle. You can't stay where you are and see God move. You've got to get up. You've got to go. You've got to move by faith tonight. Amen. You've got to move by faith. You've got to step out from where you are. You got to move by faith. Oh, listen, I just wonder tonight. Oh, listen, I just wonder tonight, will there be somebody be willing to take a step of faith? Will there be a mamaw, a papaw, a daddy, a mom, your husband, wife, son, daughter? Will there be somebody tonight that'll say, I'm tired of this hopeless despair. I'm tired of this miserable finality. I'm tired of this troubling situation. I'm going to step out from where I am. And I'm going to head toward what God has for me. I'm going to get out from where I am, and I'm going to move by faith and trust God to do the best. Listen, I told you, she couldn't produce it all. But brother, she could do what she could do, and God was going to take care of the rest. I've shared this scripture before. I'm going to share it again at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. If you've heard me preach, you may have heard me mention it before. But I love it. The Apostle Paul, Paul said this. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith, into this grace, wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Can I give you a visual tonight? Listen, you just imagine this door is faith. Listen, I've said it before. When you come into the church, you come in through the door. This church has got a lot of doors, but you no doubt come through a door. If you're coming through windows, you got some issues, amen. Hey, listen, but if you got in this place, you come in through the door. And Paul compared faith to a door. And he said, by faith, we have access into this grace. Oh, that by faith, we have access into his grace. Can I show it to you? I'll do it over here in case you missed him. Let me show you one more time. He said, by faith, we have access into this grace. wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. She wasn't going to get what she needed till she moved by faith. The man of God said, honey, you can't stay here. You've got to go. You've got to move. You've got to get out of here and get where God wants you to go. You've got to move by faith. Take that step of faith. Honey, tonight you willing to get up? You willing to get up and get where God wants you to get so you can get what God has for you tonight? Amen. Amen. Sometimes a familiar bondage is more comfortable than what God has for you. Well, we get so used to our circumstance, to our situation, we get adjusted to it. We somehow have learned to live with it. Well, you know, preacher, it's just the way it is. I would to God tonight, somebody get up and go.
Amen.
Get out of that place you're in. See, I'm going to get what God has. Oh, he said, honey, you got to go. You can't stay here. Oh, God can do something for you, but not like this. You got to get up and go. How many remember in Mark chapter 8, there was a man in a place called Bethsaida. You know what Jesus did for him? Brother Cody, he took him by the hand and led him out of the town. You know why? Because Jesus couldn't do nothing for him back there. He had to get up from where he was. You know why? Because in Matthew 11, Bethsaida had been cursed. And listen, Jesus couldn't do nothing for him in Bethsaida. He had to get him up out of that cursed place and get him to a place where he could bless him. Brother Barry, do something for him. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, where you are tonight, you ain't going to get your blessing. Where you are tonight, you ain't going to get your help. You got to go. You got to go. You got to move by faith. They summon you all week long. Amen. God's blessed. People come to an altar, get some help, and you've just stayed right there. You ain't stepped out of your pew. You ain't walked an aisle. You ain't come to an altar. Oh, but I wouldn't have gone tonight. You'd go. That you'd go. That you'd get up and move by faith and say, I want God to do something for me tonight. Amen. Oh, he says, you got to go. You got to go. Oh, don't spend one more day in that place tonight. And notice what else he said to her. Not only he said go, but honey, he said, I want you to go borrow some vessels, even empty vessels. Man, you know what? This is about the only place in the Word of God where you see God wanting somebody to come with something empty. Listen, but he said, listen, honey, you go borrow some vessels, even empty vessels. Can you imagine her going to her neighbors, knocking on the door, they answer the door. Yes, ma'am, can I help you? I need a vessel. What do you want in it? Nothing. Just give me an empty vessel. In fact, give me all the empty vessels you have. Can you see her arms loaded up with empty vessels, packing empty vessels down the street, bringing empty vessels into her house? Oh, I just want her tonight, sir, ma'am, will you bring an empty vessel tonight? Will you bring it? Oh, what God can do and what God will do with an empty vessel. I'm talking about an empty vessel. Oh, listen, they some folk, they're so full of other things, God can't put nothing in their vessel. But I'm talking about when you get empty, when you get empty, when you get empty, oh, he can fill you up with what he has for you. Oh, listen, he didn't say, he said, don't you bring full vessels. I want some empty vessels because I'm about to do something for you. And they've got to be empty so I can pour into them and do something for you. Oh, I'm talking about empty vessels, what God can do and what God will do with empty vessels. Oh, I'm telling you, we need to be empty of ourselves so we can be filled up with what he has. We need to be empty of everything else so we can be filled up with him. That's why John 3:30, John said he must increase and whoop, I must increase. He must increase and I must decrease. Oh, God, help us to pour out ourselves so we can be filled up with him. I'm telling you tonight, I would to God that somebody would just come empty. Lord, help me. Come empty and let him fill you up. Oh, let him do something for you. Let him show himself enough mighty to you. Let him meet that need, answer that prayer, turn that thing around. Get up and go. Get up and go by faith and say, Lord, I'm bringing you my empty vessel. Lord, you know I have a need. Lord, you know we're in trouble. You know we got a prayer that needs an answer. Now I'm bringing you an empty vessel and I'm asking you to fill it up. I'm asking you to do what only you can. Oh God, show yourself mighty. Thank God I see the moving faith tonight. Amen. Amen. The moving faith. By faith we have access. Whoop. Into his grace. It amazes me. We want God to move, but we won't move. Help me, somebody. We want God to move, but we won't move. Listen, I told you what he told that woman. Go. Get up. Get up. Go. Move by faith. Go get you some empty vessels. God's about to do something. I told you she could have said, woe is me. Here I am, going to die. My son's going to take it away. And she could say, God, I'm waiting for you to do something. He already told her what to do. Go. Move by faith. Get you some empty vessels. And then watch what I'll do. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, friend, go. Move by faith. The moving faith. How many know the woman with the issue of blood? You remember what Jesus said to her? He said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You know what? Her faith brought her to his favor. Her faith brought her into his grace. Thank God. And I'm telling you tonight, don't know your need. I know this woman's need. But oh, I don't know your need tonight, but I believe it applies for you and it applies for me. Brother, we have to have some moving faith. She had to go. She had to be obedient, move by faith, and do what God said. And when she brought the empty vessels, God was fixing to do something for her tonight. I wonder, will you bring an empty vessel to God tonight? Will you bring your empty vessel to God? And say, Lord, I need you. I need you to fill it up. Oh, I see the miserable finality. Trouble, heartache, despair. It ain't looking good down at the widow's house. But oh, I see the moving faith. When she came to the man of God, he said, go and borrow some empty vessels. Not a few. Don't borrow a few. Get all you can and watch what God will do. Amen. And that brings me to my third point. I see the miraculous furnishing. I see the miraculous furnishing. Look with me, if you will, verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were, whoop, full. Amen. That she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Look what the Lord did. Look what the Lord did. He filled the empty vessels with oil. Her faith brought her to his furnishing. Amen. Her faith brought her to his furnishing. Oh, yes, brother, he filled them up. He filled them up. Hey, man, I told you her faith brought her to his favor, to his grace. Notice what the Bible said. When those vessels were full, the Bible said the oil stayed. That word stayed means to abide, to remain, to continue. Can I just say to somebody tonight, when the Lord does something, he does it good. Hold on, preach on, preacher, good preaching, amen. I said when the Lord does something, he does it good. When he does it right. The oil stayed, amen. Other words, the oil never got rancid. The oil never got bad. How many ever smelled rancid oil? Hey, the oil stayed, praise God. Oh, the oil stayed. It never got bad. And listen, I'm telling you, all she had was enough to die on. But by the time the Lord got done, she had enough to live on. She had enough to live on. Thank God. That's him tonight, the miraculous furnishing that only he can provide. Oh, he said in verse 7, he said, live thou in thy children of the rest. This word rest is yothar. Can I just tell you, when I read what that meant, I just about had me a Holy Ghost fit. Listen, it means to jut over. It means to exceed. It means to cause to abound. It means plenteous. I don't know about you, but that sounds just like his grace to me. That it's always over and above what you could ever imagine or expect tonight. Oh, he said, listen, not only did they all stay, but he said, honey, you live off the rest. Oh, thank God, I'm glad for a God, brother, that can give a miraculous furnishing tonight. Woo! That's him. That's him. Oh, but I just wonder. Listen, she had to move by faith. And she had trust. She had to trust the Lord. I just wonder tonight, are you going to move by faith and trust him to furnish what you need this week in revival? This is the last night. There's been some come got their help, praise God. There's some you still ain't come. Well, here's the question. Will you go? Will you get up from where you are? And by faith go and say, I'm going to step out of this place. I'm going to step out of this situation. I'm going to step out of this circumstance. I'm going to step outside of this need, and I'm going to trust the Lord. And I'm going to bring an empty vessel to him and say, Lord, I don't have much. Oh, but I'm just going to trust you. And praise God. Listen, she moved by faith. And I wonder tonight, will you step out by faith? Will you trust the Lord? Will you bring him your empty vessel and just watch what he can do tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, I don't know what people wait for. I really don't. Listen, I wasn't going to mention this, but I just got to. Is that okay? Everybody all right? This is the last night. Amen. I'm going to share this with you, then we'll close. In the book of the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon is a very interesting book, and it's what we call an allegory. It's a type. It's a foreshadowing of something else. The book of the Song of Solomon, preacher, is the story of Solomon and the Shulamite, woman. Unnamed, don't know her name. But it's a woman that the king loved, the Shulamite. And if you was to look in chapter 2, man, she's slap-dap in love with him. I mean, the Shulamite is in love with the king. Oh, listen, you know what she said? Woo, come here, Brother Cody. Come here, brother. She said, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. Man, that's called, in one place, she said, I'm sick of love. Anybody heard about being love sick? Yeah. I'm sick of love. I mean, she was love sick. But you get to chapter 5, something changes. In chapter 5, something changes. Let me tell you what happens. The king, Solomon, comes to her door. He comes to her house and he begins to knock on her door. And here's what he says, open to me, my love, my dove, my sister, my undefiled, open to me. And you to thank this woman who was so in love with the king, who was love sick, who would not let him go. You'd have thought she'd have opened the door and said, come on in, big boy, amen. Glad you're here. Woo, it's good to see you, king. Oh, yeah, I talk about this wasn't just anybody. This was the king, the wisest man that ever lived, the wealthiest man outside of Christ. The wisest man ever lived, the wealthiest man ever lived, the powerful king. But here's what she said. Well, she said, I've put off my robe. How shall I put it on? I've already washed my feet. How shall I defile them? In other words, I'm already tucked in bed. You want me to get up and put my robe back on? You want me to get up and dirty my feet that I'm done washed? Oh, listen. And the king, not just anybody, the king, knocking on that door. And all she had to do was get up and open the door. All she had to do was open the door, and the king was on the other side. The wealthiest man, the wisest man, the most powerful man was on the other side. But she began to make excuse. Well, you know, and all, I'm comfortable, and I'm already in bed, already took my robe off and already washed my feet. You want me to get up? Oh, someone said, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? Because I think there's a lot of times as the people of God, all we got to do is move by faith. All we got to do is open the door. And the grace of our good God, of the King of Glory, is on the other side, just waiting on us to bless us and to provide for us and to do for us. But so many times we make excuse. Well, I've already put off my coat, and I've already washed my feet, and well, you know, this and that. Oh, tonight I would have got somebody just lay aside the excuse and say, I'm going to open the door. I want God's grace. I want God's blessing. I'm going to go by faith and watch what God will do tonight. Amen. 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 I'm not trying to be ugly. Listen, I don't want you to fall out with me. But they, some of you, you've left out every night the same way you've come in. Some of you haven't took one step toward the altar. You know good and well there was a time when our altars were full every service, with moms and dads praying for their children, mamaws and papaws praying for their families. Hey man, listen, people bringing their needs to the Lord, begging God to save their lost, asking the Lord to intervene. Tonight I'm just asking you to do a simple thing. I'm asking you to bring an empty vessel so that God can fill it up. And I'm asking you to go. To go, not stay where you are, but go. All the miserable finality, she had a great need, but what about that moving faith? That she got up and went and gathered up every empty vessel she could find and brought them back to see the miraculous furnishing of God made real in her life. If she would have never got up and went, she would have never received what God had. If she would have never moved by faith, she would have never experienced his grace. Tonight, listen, her life would have been a whole lot different had she not done what she did, moving by faith. Tonight, I believe the King of Glory is knocking on some doors, and I'm just asking you to get up and go. And listen, and by faith, we have access to this grace. And tonight, whatever your need may be, as the musicians come, the singers come, will you come tonight and just receive what God has? Will you come and bring that need to the Lord? Will you come pray for that loved one? Will you come and pray about that situation? Will you come and bring it to the Lord tonight and get some help? Get some help tonight. Surely you've got somebody that you know that's lost that needs to be saved. Surely you know somebody that has a desperate need in their life. Tonight, surely you may have something that you need help with. He said, go. Don't you stay there, sissy. Go. You've got to move by faith as we stand across this building tonight. As the singer sang, I wonder tonight, will you go? Will you come? Bring that empty vessel and say, Lord, I'm trusting you to fill it up.